Fort Pillow, a novel of the Civil War, by Harry Turtledove, narrated by John Allen Nelson. Copyright 2006 by Harry Turtledove. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harry Turtledove and the Scoville Chitchak Galen Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Jackson, Tennessee, was a town laid out with big things in mind. The first streets were 90 feet wide. The first courthouse was built of logs back at the start of the 1820s. Now, more than 40 years later, buildings of red and gray brick prevailed. Oaks and elms helped shade those broad streets. The Madison County seat had not flourished quite so much as its founders hoped. Still, with the Forked Deer River running through the town and two railroads meeting there, Jackson was modestly prosperous, or a bit more than modestly. It was a considerable market for lumber and furs and produce from the farms on the Forked Deer Valley. When Civil War tore the United States in two, Jackson went back and forth between Union and Confederacy several times. Confederate General Beauregard made his headquarters there in early 1862. From that summer to the following spring, Jackson lived under the Stars and Stripes as one of U.S. Grant's supply depots. Then Nathan Bedford Forrest's cavalry ran the Yankees out again. In June 1863, U.S. General Hatch defeated the Confederate garrison and reoccupied the town. Now, in April 1864, Forrest was back, and the stainless banner replaced the U.S. flag. Forrest had his headquarters in the Duke home on Main Street. 2 years earlier,